We are so glad you're with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and in just a moment, we're going to be rejoining our conversation with R.C. Slocum, the all-time winningest coach of the Aggies, as we are getting set for the big game on Saturday against Auburn. As a reminder to all of you out there, all of your favorite SB Nation Radio shows are live and on demand right from your smart device. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store, and if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. Right now, we're getting ready to rejoin R.C. Slocum. Okay, so as you guys get set for the Auburn Tigers on Saturday, what is the biggest concern for the Aggies on D?
They're the kind of team, you know, their scheme offensively, they put a lot of pressure on your defense. They're a balanced offense. They like to run the football, and they believe in physical football. So they'll line up, and they'll test us, and they've got people to do that with the size of their offensive line and the skill of their backs and receivers, and they're a good defensive team too. Also, they played Clemson early the first game, and Clemson, who was a very prolific offense a year ago, had a hard time moving the ball and scoring on them. So we're going to go on. It's going to be two. It'd be a big-time heavyweight kind of a bout, I think.
Okay, former head coach at Texas A&M, R.C. Slocum, with us a few more minutes here tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Of course, all of our guests joining us tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And, of course, the Aggies' big challenge on Saturday as they face the Tigers, gear up for conference play. Just a recap, Auburn is 1-1 and rebounded from a season-opening 19-13 home loss to Clemson. The game tomorrow is actually at home for Auburn. What do you see the keys? We just highlighted some defensive keys for the Aggies, but overall, what are the keys so that they can move and be 3-0?
It's like any game like this one. There will be a few plays in the game that make a big difference, and we need those to be on our side. You know, no long passes, no long runs, minimal penalties, and turnovers. You know, I think as I look at it, it's an even ball game, and the team that eliminates mistakes will end up winning the game. And I've always had that philosophy that a lot of time in a game like this, one team or the other will do something to lose the game. Both teams are going to play hard. Both teams are talented. But I think it's a pretty even matchup. So in the game, playing within your scheme, us doing what we can do on offense, and then us on defense, gang tackling, eliminating big plays, and making them earn what they get, and it'll be a slugfest. And the team, like I say, their game with Clemson was a 19-13 game. Mm-hmm. I would envision a similar game, and I hope we're the one with 19.
Of course, Auburn on Saturday, but as you look ahead to the schedule, do you like it, how it lays out for the Aggies so they can continue to build momentum? Because you know how important that is, Coach.
I think, we're in the SEC, and we're in the SEC West, so it doesn't get any easier. The next week we go play an Arkansas team that looks like they're pretty good, and there'll be another physical team. So it just goes from that, and we'll keep going into Tennessee, who is by some most people picked them to win the SEC East, and we play them at home in College Station, but that'll be a challenge. And all the Western teams, the SEC West teams, will, for the remainder of the year, playing LSU, playing Alabama. It doesn't get any easier. So that's what we wanted, though. We like that. We like being in arguably the best football league in America. And we like that challenge. And we're happy to be there. We're proud members of the SEC, and we look forward to the challenge of this season and opportunities that we have ahead of us.
Well, Coach, I was going to ask you, what is your overall perception of the SEC? You said arguably the SEC perhaps is the best conference in the country. It is survival of the fittest. They had a tough start in week one, but a nice bounce back last week. Where do you view them in terms of among the other conferences in the country, in the nation?
I think, there's a lot of discussion always about that, and there's some anti-SEC arguments always and some bias, but my thing is, until people start doing it on the field and start consistently beating the SEC and other leagues consistently winning the national championships, then it's hard to argue against them. And I think what happens, the league is so competitive that teams get used to playing physical football every week, and then when they get into the playoffs, that's what ultimately wins championships. I think teams that can play defense, teams that are physical on offense, and have physical players. And so when you get in big slug-out games, that's what wins. I look at Ohio State has that mentality, and they're a great team in their league. Michigan State has that mentality, and they're another good team in the Big Ten. Stanford, I think, has that mentality, and they're very good in their league. And so we're in a league where everybody pretty much has that mentality. And so whoever's left standing at the end is usually pretty good, and I think until someone demonstrates that they can beat Alabama, then I'd say right now Alabama's got as good a chance. If you were in a horse race right now around the country and say, okay, you can pick your horse for the race, I'd pick Alabama to be my horse right now.
Hey, we're wrapping up our time with the great R.C. Slocum tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And while we have you on the program tonight, one of the things I got to talk to you about, Red McCombs was on our program earlier this year, and we were talking about what are the chances that A&M and the Longhorns can get together and play again on Thanksgiving. What's your view on that, and how much do you miss it, Coach?
Well, I'm very privileged and honored to have coached in that game 30 times. I coached in that game more than anybody in history on either side of the rivalry.
Yeah.
And enjoyed the 30 games I coached in. I walked off the field 16 of those 30 times on the winning side.
Wow.
And sometimes I will tell some of my Texas friends that, and they say, are you sure? I said, yeah. You can check it out. I coached starting in 72. I was gone the 80 season. I was the 81 season at Southern Cal. But
there
other than
go.
81 season, I was there 72 through 2002, and at 16 and 14. And it was a great rivalry, and I always thought it – I loved it because in the big buildings in downtown Dallas and downtown Houston, everybody was talking about that game that week. And then the guys out on the deer stand out in West Texas are talking about it. It's just this – and I grew up in Texas watching the game.
That's
you know,
right.
And it's a special game. And things changed, though. I mean, the OU-Nebraska game was a special game, and that game is no longer played. And – you know, there's always some sadness and disappointment when you talk about those things. But I've wondered and I've talked with people. It would be very challenging playing in the league we're playing in. And you get down to the last week in November, the Thanksgiving weekend, and you're in the race for the SEC championship. The championship game is coming up the week after Thanksgiving. And you say, oh, time out. We got to go play this big in-state rivalry.
Right.
And then we'll check back with you, and whoever's left healthy will play in the championship game. So, you know, that would be hard on a coach for either school.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at A&M or Texas, and Texas normally will be down the stretch, they'll be involved in the championship of the Big 12. And so to take time out and go play a game that has nothing to do with winning your league's championship, that would be hard to do. And I think if you move the game back to September, then it's not the A&M-Texas game as most of us have known it. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And whatever they decide to do, I won't make that decision, but I'll be supportive of whatever decision the powers that be come up with.
Hopefully they can make that a reality. Always a special guest, R.C. Slocum, former head coach at Texas A&M. We know him well, all-time winningest coach, and, of course, in the College Football Hall of Fame. We so appreciate you carving out some time and joining us right here at SB Nation Radio. God bless. Thank you so much, R.C.
Thank you, Alyssa. Enjoy it,
absolutely,
as always.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, the next generation of sports talk is here. All of your favorite SB Nation Radio shows are live and on demand right from your smart device. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. If you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. That's sbnationradio.com. Disclaimer, app functions require internet connectivity. Normal data rates apply. Visit sbnationradio.com/app for more information. Coming up next, right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show, we're going to be going one-on-one from the Washington Post. That, of course, is Jake Russell talking about his new book, 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.